Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Look, no excuses.
Hello, hello, good morning, and welcome to No Excuses. This is Fitz. This is No Excuses. This is Vaughan Radio, and I'm here this morning with Laura. How are you today?
Good morning, Fitz. I'm fine.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes.
All right, so we'll begin with something pretty easy, an agility exercise, which is the same as, I will say, a half 50%, and I want you to say, a half is the same as 50%, and 50% is the same as a half.
Okay.
All right. So a half, 50%.
A half is the same as 50%, and 50% is the same as a half.
Perfect. A quarter, 25%.
A quarter is the same as 25%, and 25% is the same as a quarter.
Very good. How do you say a quarter in American English? A fourth, a fourth.
A fourth?
Yeah, yeah. One third, 33.3%.
One third is the same as 33.3%, and 33.3% is the same as a third.
Good, and repeat.
As a fourth.
And repeat, as a third, yeah, and repeat.
A third is the same as 33.3%, and 33.3% is the same as a third.
Very good. Three quarters, 75%.
Three quarters is the same as 75%, and 75% is the same as three quarters.
Very good. Two thirds, 66.7%.
Two thirds is the same as 63.7%.
66.
Two thirds is the same as 66.7%. And 66.7% is the same as two-thirds.
Very good. One-tenth, 10%.
One-tenth is the same as 10%, and 10% is the same as one-tenth.
One-eighth, 12.5%.
One-eighth is the same as 12.5%, and 12.5% is the same as one-eighth.
Very good. Seven-eighths, 87.5%.
Seven-eighths is the same as 7-eighths is the same as 87.5%, and 87.5% is the same as 7-eighths.
Very good. Two-fifths, 40%.
Two-fifths is the same as 40%, and 40% is the same as two-fifths.
Very good. Four-fifths, 80%.
Four-fifths is the same as 80%, and 80% is the same as four-fifths.
Very good. Two-ninths, 22.2%.
Two-ninths is the same as 22.25%? 22.2. Okay. Two-ninths is the same as 22.2%, and 22.2% is the same as two-ninths.
Very good. Five-eighths, 62.5%.
Five-eighths is the same as
62.5.
Five-eighths is the same as 62.5%, and 62.5% is the same as five-eighths.
Very good. One-tenth of a kilometer, 100 meters.
One-tenth of a kilometer is the same as 100 meters, and 100 meters is the same as one-tenth of a kilometer.
Three-tenths of a kilometer, 300 meters.
Three-tenths of a kilometer is the same as 300 meters, and 300 meters is the same as three-tenths of a kilometer.
Very good. 1.6 kilometers, 1 mile.
1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile, and 1 mile is the same as 1.6 kilometers.
Very good. Very good. Repeat the last one again.
1.6 kilometers is the same as 1 mile, and 1 mile is the same as 1.6 kilometers.
Very good. So let's practice a little bit of mastering the interrogative. I give you the answer, you give me the question. It's 3 o'clock.
What time is it?
It was 2:15 when the meeting finally started.
When did the meeting finally start?
Use what time?
At what time?
Start with what time.
What time did the meeting start?
So it was 2:15 when the meeting finally started. What time was it?
What time was it when the meeting finally started?
And again?
What time was it when the meeting finally started?
Very good. We had to wait 30 minutes.
How long? How long did we have to wait?
Okay, good. And repeat.
How long did we have to wait?
Very good. The minimum temperature required is 30 degrees.
What is the minimum temperature required?
Good. And repeat.
What is the minimum temperature required?
Good. One more time.
What is the minimum temperature required?
Very good. The plan failed because Morgan made a mistake.
Why did the plan fail?
Very good. Now, try again.
Why did the plan fail?
Repeat.
Why did the plan fail?
Good. It was Morgan's fault.
Whose fault was it?
Very good. He became rich through a good investment plan.
How did he become rich?
Good. The bus broke down between Soria and Logroño.
Where did the car break down?
The bus.
The bus. Where did the bus break down?
Good. Money motivates Morgan to work so hard.
What motivates Morgan to work so hard?
Good again.
What motivates Morgan to work so hard?
Good. One more time.
What motivates Morgan to work so hard?
Very good. This monastery was built in the 12th century.
When was this monastery built?
Very good. The company was founded in 1977.
When was the company founded?
Very good. Do you know when Vaughan Systems was founded?
1977.
Perfect. Yep. In February 1977. She will be operated on next week.
When will she be operated on?
Good. And again?
When will she be operated on?
Very good. The operation will take place next week.
When will the operation take place?
Good. Again?
When will the operation take place?
Very good. You can trust him for anything. Now, this is an expression for trust.
Trust. Can you trust him for him?
So you would say, how far? How far can I trust him?
How far can you trust him?
Yeah, there's an expression. You can trust him as far as you can throw him, which means you can't trust him at all. So we use how far. How far can I trust him? Repeat.
How far can you trust him?
Very good. He's been unemployed for 7 months.
For how long has he been...
Start with how long, without four.
How long has he been unemployed?
Good. This policy only covers accidental death.
What does this policy cover?
Right. Now, try again.
What does this policy cover?
Cover. Yes, good. My main concern right now is employee morale.
What's your main concern right now?
Very good. Peter knows the combination to the lock.
Does Peter know?
Peter knows the combination to the lock.
Who knows the combination of the lock?
To the lock.
To the lock? Who knows the combination to the lock?
I consider hard work to be the key to his success.
What's the key to his success?
No, I consider hard work to be the key to his success. So what do you consider?
What do you consider to be the key to his success?
Good. And again?
What do you consider to be the key to his success?
Morgan did it.
Who did it?
He did it last week.
When did he do it?
He's done it twice so far this month.
How much has he done it so far this month?
How many times? How many times?
How many times has he done it so far this month?
Good, and repeat.
How many times has he done it so far this month?
Very good. Now we'll repeat. We'll do that again from the beginning. We'll go a bit faster. So it's 3 o'clock.
What time is it?
It was 2:15 when the meeting finally started.
What time was it when the meeting finally started?
We had to wait 30 minutes.
How long did you have to wait?
The minimum temperature required is 30 degrees.
What is the minimum temperature required?
The plan failed because Morgan made a mistake.
Why did the plan fail?
It was Morgan's fault.
Whose fault was it?
He became rich through a good investment plan.
Why did he become rich?
No, okay, use how. How?
How? How did he become rich?
The bus broke down between Soria and Logroño.
Where did the bus break down?
And again?
Where did the bus break down?
Very good. Money motivates Morgan to work so hard.
What motivates Morgan to work so hard?
This monastery was built in the 12th century.
When was this monastery built?
The company was founded in 1977.
When was the company founded?
She will be operated on next week.
When will he be operated on?
She.
When will she be operated on?
Very good. The operation will take place next week.
When will the operation take place?
You can trust him for anything.
How far can you trust him?
He's been unemployed for 7 months.
How long has he been unemployed?
This policy only covers accidental death.
What does this policy cover?
My main concern right now is employee morale.
What's your main concern right now?
Peter knows the combination to the lock.
Who knows the combination to the lock?
I consider hard work to be the key to his success.
What do you consider to be the key to his success?
Morgan did it.
Who did it?
He did it last week.
When did he do it?
He's done it twice so far this month.
How many times has he done it so far this month?
Very good, very good. Okay, so a quick bit of vocabulary. This is Vaughan Vocabulary Booklet 5, list number 12. Responsable. Now, in terms of a person's human quality, responsable. Accountable. Accountable.
Accountable. Okay. Yeah.
Artificial.
Artificial.
Very good. Entierro. Burial. Burial.
Okay.
And repeat.
Burial.
Very good. Controversia.
Controversy.
Very good. And there's another way of pronouncing it. Both are correct. So you can also say... Yes. Yeah. Repeat.
Controversy.
Yes. Both are right. Encantador.
Delightful.
Very good. Alentador.
Encouraged.
Yeah. Use the continuous form. You almost have it.
Encouraging.
Very good. Para siempre.
Forever.
Very good. And you can also say for good.
Okay. For good.
Pueblo natal.
Hometown.
Very good. Loco. In English, in a more formal sense.
Insane.
Very good. A largo plazo.
Long time? No.
Long range.
Long range. Okay.
Optimismo.
Optimism.
Very good. Monedero.
Wallet.
Okay. And if it's for something to keep coins in, for example, how would you call that? It's also a way of describing a small handbag.
You would purse. Say
purse. Very good. Very good. Regla para medir.
Ruler.
Very good. Cobijo.
Shelter.
Very good. Especias.
Spices.
Very good. Sudor.
Sweat.
Por lo tanto. Therefore,
okay.
Estar bajo juramento.
Under oath.
Very good, very good. Now use, and don't forget about estar. Estar bajo juramento.
To be under oath.
Very good. Encantar.
To delight.
Very good. Incapacitar.
Incapacitation. Incapacitate.
Very good, yes. Pelar.
To peel.
Very good. Apuntarse para, using a phrasal verb.
To sign up.
Very good. Okay. And yes, and repeat.
To sign up for.
Very good. Aprovecharse de.
To take advantage of.
Very good. Concluir, using a phrasal verb.
To sum up.
Good. And then what do you do when you buy Christmas presents and before you give them to some? Yes, go.
To wrap up.
Very good, very good. Voluntario.
Volunteer.
Very good. So let's do that again. Responsable.
Accountable.
Artificial.
Artificial.
Entierro.
Burial.
Controversia.
Controversy.
And the other way of pronouncing it?
Controversy.
Encantador.
Delightful.
Alentador.
Encouraging.
Para siempre.
For good.
Pueblo natal.
Hometown.
Loco.
Insane.
A largo plazo.
Long range.
Optimismo.
Optimism.
Monedero.
Purse.
Regla para medir.
Ruler.
Cobijo.
Shelter.
Especias.
Spices.
Sudor.
Sweat.
Por lo tanto.
Therefore.
Estar bajo juramento.
To be under oath.
Encantar.
To delight.
Incapacitar.
To incapacitate.
Pelar.
To peel.
Apuntarse para.
To sign up for.
Aprovecharse de.
To take advantage of.
Very good. Concluir.
To wrap up.
And voluntario.
Volunteer.
Very good. Let's quickly practice with some phrasal verbs. We're using the verb to leave plus preposition. So I'll simply ask you a question. I want you to give me the long form of the answer. So, for example, I'll say, have you ever left out something important in a report? And you'll say, no, I've never left out anything important in a report. Or yes, I've left out something important in a report. So have you ever left out something important in a report?
No, I've never left out anything important on the report.
In a report.
In a report.
And again?
No, I've never left out anything important in a report.
Good. Do you prefer to leave out the small details when you give a general summary?
Yes, I prefer to leave out small details.
Oh, the small details.
The small, okay. Yes, I prefer to leave out the small details when I do a summary.
When I give a general summary. Again?
Okay. Yes, I prefer to leave out the small details when I give a general summary.
Very good. Do you always leave a light on in your house when you're away on holiday?
Yes, I always leave a light out.
A light on. A light on.
Yes, I always leave a light on when I leave my home for the holiday.
So, do you always leave a light on in your house when you're away on holiday?
Yes, I always leave a light on in my house when I go away on holidays.
Okay, very good. Do children usually leave the light on or off in their room?
Children usually leave their lights on in their room.
Very good. Do little children often ask their parents to leave the light on in their room when they go to bed?
Yes, little children often ask their parents to leave their light on when...
In their room?
In their room when they're going to sleep.
Well, when they go to bed.
When they go to bed. Okay. Yes, little children usually ask their parents to leave the light on in their bed.
In their room?
No,
in their room?
In their room when they're going to bed.
Yeah. And again?
Yes, little children usually ask their parents to leave the light on in their room when they're going to bed.
Well, when they go to bed. So when finish when with they when they go to bed. One more time.
Okay. Yes, little children usually ask their parents to leave the light on in their in their room when they go to bed.
Good. Do you leave your computer on when you go home after work?
No, I don't leave my computer on when I go home after work.
Very good. Do flights from Barajas Airport leave for South America at night or in the morning?
Flights from Barajas Airport leave
for South America?
Leave for South America in the morning.
At night, apparently, yeah.
Okay. Flights from Barajas leave for South America at night.
Very good. Do flights leave for the US at midday or at night?
Flights leave for the US at night.
At midday.
At midday. Flights leave for the US at midday.
Very good. Do you prefer to leave the big problems up to your boss?
Yes, I prefer to leave the big problems up to my boss.
Very good. Who do you leave things to when you're away?
I leave things to my mother when I'm away.
Oh, really? Really? Okay, very good. All right. Let's do a little bit of practice with the past conditional in a translation list. All right. So, here we go. Si lo hubieras guardado, habrías podido usarlo.
If you had saved it, you would have been able to use it.
Very good, very good. Now, what's another verb you could use instead of to save, although save is correct? So you could use the verb to keep.
Ah, yeah, to keep. Hmm.
So repeat with keep.
If you had kept it?
Yes.
You would have been able to use it.
Very good. Si hubieras mandado invitaciones, habría venido más gente.
If you had sent invitations, more people would have come.
Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío.
If there had been...
No. What pronoun do you always use for the weather?
If it had been windy, I've forgotten.
So, si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío.
If it had been windy,
yes,
we would have been colder.
Very good. No. Yes, and repeat again.
If it had been windy, we would have been colder.
Good. Si yo le hubiera hablado, no se habría quejado.
If I had spoke to him,
no, try he again. Wouldn't... The verb is correct, but the form is incorrect.
If I'd spoken to him...
Spoken.
If I'd spoken to him, he wouldn't have complained.
Good, and again?
If I'd spoken to him, he wouldn't have complained.
Good. Si me lo hubieras dado, lo habría modificado.
If you'd had given it to me...
Try again.
If you'd given it to me...
Very good.
I would have modified it.
Good. Si no hubiera nevado, podríamos haber salido antes.
If it hadn't snowed, we would have been able to...
How do you say podríamos?
We could have...
Yes. So, si no hubiera nevado, podríamos haber salido antes.
If it hadn't snowed, we could have left earlier.
Very good. Si hubieras tardado más, habríamos salido sin ti.
If you had taken longer...
No, start again.
If it had taken you longer, we would have left without you.
Very good. And again?
If it would have taken...
No, careful.
If it had taken you longer, we would have left without you.
Very good. De haber durado más la reunión, me habría ido.
If the meeting had lasted longer, I would have left.
Good. Si hubiera habido un incendio, ¿qué habrías hecho?
If there'd been a fire, what would you have done?
Good. And repeat.
if there'd been a fire,
yes,
what would you have done?
Very good. Si ella me hubiera mirado, yo la habría sonreído.
If she'd looked at me,
yes,
I would have smiled at her.
Very good. Si la máquina hubiera funcionado como debe, ahora no tendríamos estos problemas.
If the machine had worked as it should be working, as it should be?
No, you could simply say, like it should, like it should.
Like it should, okay. If the machine had worked like it should, we wouldn't have had these problems.
So, si la máquina hubiera funcionado como debe, ahora no tendríamos estos problemas.
Okay. If the machine had worked like it should, now we wouldn't have those problems.
These problems.
These problems.
Very good. Go ahead.
If the machine had worked like it should, now we wouldn't have these problems.
Very good. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833. ¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Qué tal, Carlos? ¿Y tú por aquí?
Hola, Elena. Nada, que estaba al lado y voy a aprovechar para pasarme un momento por Vaughan.
Pero no te habías apuntado hace nada a los trimestrales.
Sí, pero es para mis peques.
Sí, tus peques estaban ya apuntados a Junior, ¿no?
Al Club Junior, a los Urban, pero también quiero ir dejando cerrados los campamentos de este verano.
Madre mía, campamentos de verano ya. Sí que eres previsor, ¿eh?
Pues todos deberíamos hacer lo mismo, que luego nos pasa como otros años. Sin plaza donde queremos y los míos encima todo el verano quejándose en casa.
Pues sí, pasan los meses y al final tomamos la decisión a última ahora. Y luego pasa lo de siempre. Oye, y por informarse no se pierde nada, ¿eh?
Campamentos de verano Vaughan. Infórmate sin compromiso llamando al 91-133-5832. 91-133-5832. O si lo prefieres, ven a la calle Orense 69, primera planta, o a la calle Arapiles 18.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Y ahí entra el equipo de niños y niñas, el monitor de inglés está preparado y empieza a preguntar. Es increíble cómo todos responden a las preguntas, rápido y sin equivocarse. Ahora el monitor corrige una respuesta y uno de los niños pregunta a otro. Vaya nivel de inglés que tienen estos niños, cada día es más alto.
En el Vaughan Camp del Atlético de Madrid, tus hijos se sentirán parte de la familia atlética mientras mejoran su nivel de inglés. Un campamento único en el que los niños trabajarán junto a monitores nativos y el equipo técnico del Atlético de Madrid. Vivirán una experiencia inolvidable en inglés y tendrán esa oportunidad que tú no tuviste. Llámanos al 91-133-5832 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Empower your English. Empower yourself.
más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining us, or thank you for staying with us if you were with us before the break. And I'm here with Laura, and we're practicing some past conditional. So let's do the sentence we did right before the break. Si la máquina hubiera funcionado como debe, ahora no tendríamos estos problemas.
If the machine had worked like it should, now we wouldn't have these problems.
Si hubieras estudiado inglés de niño, ahora sabrías mucho más.
If you had studied English as a child, now you would know more.
Mucho más.
You would know much more.
Very good. Si Aníbal hubiera derrotado a los romanos, el mundo sería diferente hoy.
If Aníbal had...
Hannibal in English.
If Hannibal had defeated the Romans, now the world would be much different.
Very good. Si no hubieras encendido un cigarro, el tanque no habría estallado.
If you hadn't lighted a cigarette...
No, the verb is correct, but the form is wrong.
If you hadn't lighted...
Lit.
If you hadn't lit a cigarette, the tank wouldn't have exploded.
Good. Now, you used to be able to use lighted because in... the books of one of my favorite authors, John Steinbeck, he used lighted, but for some reason it's gone out of the language. It's now lit. So repeat,
If you hadn't lit the cigarette, the tank wouldn't have exploded.
Si nos hubieras advertido, no lo habríamos mandado.
If you hadn't warned us, we wouldn't have sent it.
The first part is positive. Si nos hubieras.
If you had warned us,
yep,
we wouldn't have sent the email.
Sent it.
If you had warned us, we wouldn't have sent it.
Very good. Si mi espalda no me hubiera dado tantos problemas, habría ido con vosotros.
If my back hadn't given me so much trouble,
very good,
I would have gone with you.
Good, and repeat again.
If my back hadn't given me so much trouble, I would have gone with you.
Very good. Si no hubiera perdido mi empleo, lo habría comprado.
If I hadn't lost my job, I would have bought it.
Try again.
I would have bought it.
Good, and repeat.
If I hadn't lost my job...
No, careful.
No, if I hadn't lost my job, I would have bought it.
Very good. Si no lo hubieran vendido, lo habríamos comprado.
If they hadn't sold it,
very good.
We would have bought it.
Very good. Si él hubiera tenido más dinero, lo habría comprado.
If he had had more money, would he have bought it? Would he have bought it?
And again.
If he had had more money, would he have bought it?
Very good. ¿Qué habrías hecho si te hubiera pasado a ti?
What would you have done if that happened to you? No, if that had happened to you?
No, use it.
If it had happened to you? Okay. What would you have done if it had happened to you?
Very good. ¿Quién habría convocado la reunión si hubieras estado enfermo?
Who would have called the meeting if you'd been sick?
Very good. Si el dinero hubiera... sido mío, no lo habría gastado.
If the money had been mine, I wouldn't have spent it.
Very good. Si yo hubiera estado en tu situación, habría dimitido.
If I had been in your place,
yes,
I would have resigned.
Very good. And repeat.
If I hadn't been in your place...
No, the first part is positive.
If I had been in your place, I would have resigned.
good. Si hubiera habido uno más, habría sido distinto.
If there had been one more, it would have been different.
Good. And repeat again.
If there had been one more, it would have been different.
Good. And the last one. Si le hubieras visto, habrías comprendido todo.
If you'd seen him, you would have understood everything. You would have understood everything.
And again?
If you'd seen him, you would have understood everything.
Very good. So now we're going to practice with some there and the verb to be. Here, for example, I will say, there isn't as much time as you think, and I want you to say the opposite. So I want you to say there's more time than you think. So there isn't as much time as you think.
There's more time than you think.
There aren't as many opportunities now as there used to be.
There are more opportunities now as there used to be.
Now you need to change. You need to change as.
Than there used to be.
Good. Yes. And repeat.
There are more opportunities now than there used to be.
There used to be a lot of opportunities.
There are less opportunities now.
No, there's a simpler way of saying it. What's the negative of used to?
There
didn't used to be. There didn't. Okay.
There didn't used to be so many opportunities.
Well, a lot of opportunities.
Okay. There didn't used to be a lot of opportunities.
Yep.
There are.
So you can leave it at that. There didn't used to be a lot of opportunities.
Okay. There didn't used to be a lot of opportunities.
Good. And again?
There didn't used to be a lot of opportunities.
Good. There weren't as many people here when I joined the company.
There are a lot of people here.
So there weren't
there
as
are more people here than when I joined the company.
Good. And again?
There are more people here than when I joined the company.
So you can say than when.
Yeah. There are more people here than when I joined the company.
Good. There haven't been as many forest fires lately as there used to be.
There have been, there have less fires lately.
There haven't been as many forest fires lately as there used to be. So you would say there have been more?
There have been more fires lately Forest fires. There have been more forest fires lately than there used to be.
Good, one more time.
There have been more forest fires lately than there used to be.
Very good. There aren't as many traffic deaths as there used to be.
There are more traffic deaths than there used to be.
Very good. Now, the next sentence I'm going to say, for example, there isn't as much sand in Spain as in Saudi Arabia. I want you to change the sentence but keep the meaning. So, there isn't as much sand in Spain as in Saudi Arabia.
There's more sand in Saudi Arabia than in Spain.
Very good. There aren't as many people in Spain as in France.
There are more people in France than in Spain.
Very good. There isn't as much olive oil in Mexico as in Spain.
There's more olive oil in Spain than in Mexico.
Very good. There aren't as many camels in Spain as in Saudi Arabia.
There are more camels in Saudi Arabia than in Spain.
Very good. There weren't as many people in Madrid 20 years ago as there are now.
There are more people in Madrid now than 20 years ago.
Very good. Than there were 20 years ago.
Than there were 20 years ago. Okay. There are more people in Madrid now than there were 20 years ago.
Very good. There isn't as much industry in Spain as in Belgium.
There's more industry in Belgium than in Spain.
There aren't as many tourists in Belgium as in Spain.
There are more tourists in Spain than in Belgium.
Very good. And repeat that one.
There are more tourists in Spain than in... I'm sorry. There are more tourists in Spain than in Belgium.
Very good. Let's do a little bit of practice with past simple and present perfect. So, how many times did you go to France last month?
I didn't go to France last month.
And so far this month?
I haven't gone to France so far this month.
How many jokes did you tell yesterday?
I didn't tell any jokes yesterday.
And so far today?
I haven't told any jokes so far today.
How many times did you think about Superman yesterday?
How many times what?
How many times did you think about Superman yesterday?
I didn't think about Superman yesterday.
And so far today?
I haven't thought about Superman so far today.
How many important papers did you throw away yesterday?
I didn't throw any important papers yesterday.
No, I didn't throw away.
I didn't throw away any important papers yesterday.
And so far today?
I haven't thrown away any important papers so far today.
How many times did you wake up at 2 a.m. last week?
I didn't wake up in the middle of the night last week.
Well, how many times did you wake up at 2 a.m.?
I didn't wake up at 2 a.m. last week.
Very good. And so far this week?
I haven't woken up at 2 a.m. so far this week.
Good. How many hurricanes were there in Spain last year?
There weren't any hurricanes in Spain last year.
And so far this year?
There haven't been any hurricanes so far this year in Spain.
Very good, very good. And again?
There haven't been any hurricanes in Spain so far this year.
Very good. How many volcanoes erupted in how many volcanoes erupted in Iceland last year?
One volcano erupted in Iceland last year.
Very good. And so far this year?
I think the same
one is still erupting.
The same volcano is erupting so far this year.
Well, you could say one volcano has erupted so far this year.
One volcano has erupted so far this year.
How many different watches did you wear last week?
I didn't wear any watches last week.
And so far this week?
I haven't worn any watches so far this week.
How many tennis matches did you win last month?
I didn't win any tennis matches last month.
And so far this month?
I haven't won any tennis matches so far this month.
Good. How many reports did you write last week?
I didn't write any report last week.
Good. Now, you would always answer, even though it's negative, when the question is in the plural, you would answer in the plural. So how many reports did you write last week?
I didn't write any reports last week.
And so far this week?
I haven't written any reports so far this week.
How many aspirins did you take yesterday?
I didn't take any aspirins yesterday.
And so far today?
I haven't taken any aspirins so far today.
How many times did you fall asleep in this class last week?
I didn't fall asleep in this class last week.
Good. And so far this week?
I haven't fallen asleep in this class so far this week.
Good. How many times did you fight with your colleagues last week?
I didn't fight with my colleagues last week.
And so far this week?
I haven't fought with my colleagues so far this week.
How many times did you drive a tractor last year?
I didn't drive a tractor last year.
And so far this year?
I haven't driven any tractor so far this year.
Good. And again?
I haven't driven any tractor so far this year.
Good. How many times did I drive you crazy last week?
You didn't drive me crazy last week.
And so far this week?
You haven't driven me crazy so far this week.
Good. How many times did you drive a Rolls Royce last month?
I didn't drive a Rolls Royce last month.
Good. And so far this month?
I haven't driven a Rolls Royce so far this month.
Very good, very good. Let's do some practice with negative questions. I give you a negative statement. You've asked me a question with why. You shouldn't go there.
Why shouldn't I go there?
There isn't going to be a party.
Why isn't there going to be a party?
I don't consider myself qualified.
Why don't you consider yourself qualified?
It's not ready.
Why isn't it ready?
Very good. You weren't told anything.
Why weren't I told anything?
Now try again.
Why wasn't I told anything?
Very good. It shouldn't be done.
Why shouldn't it be done?
He hasn't come yet.
Why hasn't he come yet?
I wasn't there.
Why weren't you there?
He never gets tired.
Why doesn't he ever get tired?
Good. They've never met him.
Why haven't they ever met him?
Very good. It never snows here.
Why doesn't it ever snow here?
Very good. They aren't planning to come.
Why aren't they planning to come?
Pepe's isn't as good as mine.
Why isn't Pepe's as good as yours?
Very good. I didn't do it.
Why didn't you do it?
It's not over yet.
Why isn't it over yet?
Good. And again.
Why isn't it over yet?
Good. Now we're going to practice a bit more present perfect with never and irregular verbs. So here I will say, when was the last time you put a lemon in your coffee? And I want you to say, I've never put a lemon in my coffee. So when was the last time you put a lemon in your coffee?
I've never put a lemon in my coffee.
When did you last read a book by Saddam Hussein?
I've never read a book by Saddam Hussein.
When was the last time the sun rose in the west?
The sun has never risen in the west.
Good. And again?
The sun has never risen in the west.
Good. When was the last time you ran 50 kilometers in one day?
I've never run 15 kilometers in one day.
And again?
I've never run 50, no?
Yeah, yes.
I've never run 50 kilometers in one day.
When was the last time you saw an Indonesian calendar?
I've never seen an Indonesian calendar.
When did you last sell a Persian rug?
I've never sold a Persian rug.
When did you last... Yeah, again?
I've never sold a Persian rug.
Good. When did you last shut a door on my finger?
I've never shut a door on your finger.
Very good. When did you last steal a car?
I've never stolen a car.
When did you last take me to the airport?
I've never taken you to the airport.
Very good. When did you last teach me Spanish?
I've never taught you Spanish.
When did you last think about the economic situation in Tunisia?
I've never thought about the economic situation in Tunisia.
Very good. When was the last time you threw away a valuable painting?
I've never thrown away a valuable painting.
Very good. So let's do a bit more practice with the past conditional. This time I'll ask you questions. I want you to give me a full answer. Would you have come today if you'd had a 39-degree fever?
I wouldn't have come today if I'd had 39 degrees fever.
Yeah, no, a 39 degree.
I wouldn't have come today if I'd had a 39 degree fever.
Very good. How would you have come today if you? I'm sorry. Would you have come today if your alarm hadn't gone off?
I would have come today if my alarm hadn't gone off.
Very good. Okay. Would you have voted in the last elections if you'd had a broken leg?
I would have voted in the last elections if I'd had a broken leg.
Very good. Ask me if I would have come to Spain if I'd already known Spanish perfectly.
Would you have come to Spain if you'd had already known Spanish perfectly?
Good. And I'll say it again.
Would you have come to Spain if you'd already known Spanish perfectly?
Yes, I would. Ask me if I would have come to Spain if I'd been offered a good job in my country.
Would you have come to Spain if you'd been offered a good job in your country?
Good. And again?
Would you have come to Spain if you'd been offered a good job in your country?
Yes, I think I would. Let's do a quick, short answer drill. Could you go from there, where you are, could you go from there to the city centre in 10 minutes?
No, I couldn't.
Yep. Perfect. No, I couldn't. Will the Pope live for 40 more years?
No, he won't.
Very good. Should this class be conducted only in English?
Yes, it should.
Have your feet been giving you problems lately?
No, they hadn't.
Again?
No, they haven't.
Good. Was Snow White saved by a prince?
Yes, she was.
Very good. What do you call the prince in English?
Prince Charming.
Yes, very good. Has there been an important new event this week?
No, there hasn't.
Very good. Would your relatives ask you for money if you won the lottery?
Would what?
Would your relatives ask you for money if you won the lottery?
Yes, they would.
All right. Is your house in Madrid?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Where's your house?
In Pozuelo.
Ah, okay. All right. Do you belong to a secret organization?
No, I don't.
Can the president of Spain appoint and dismiss ministers?
Yes, he can.
Very good. Did the Beatles make a lot of money when they were together?
Yes, they did.
Very good. Could Greece defeat the United States in a nuclear war?
No, it couldn't.
Will Bill Gates ever become the president of Spain?
No, he won't.
Should we show respect toward older people?
Yes, we should.
Very good. Were you with the Incredible Hulk last night at 10 p.m?
No, I wasn't.
Have there been many earthquakes in the world in the past 100 years?
Yes, there had.
Okay.
There had.
So have there been?
Have there been? Yes, there have.
Yes, good. Would you and I be here if the English language didn't exist?
Yes, we would.
All right, we would?
I think so. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Can dogs speak?
Yes, they can.
They can?
I mean, either.
Okay, in their own way, yeah. And the last one. Did John Lennon invent the telephone?
No, he didn't.
Okay, very good. Let's do a quick bit of practice with present conditional. So this time I'll get you to ask me questions. Ask me if I would be here if I couldn't speak English.
Would you be here if you couldn't speak English?
Very good. No, I probably wouldn't. Ask me if I would retire if I won $10 million.
Would you retire if you won $10 million?
No, I wouldn't. Ask me if I would leave Spain if I lost my job.
Would you leave Spain if you lost your job?
Very good. No, I wouldn't. Ask me if I would teach better if I earned double.
Would you teach better if you earned double?
Maybe I would. Ask me if I would get into politics if an opportunity arose.
Would you get into politics if an opportunity arose?
No, I wouldn't. Ask me if I would come to this class if I had a 39-degree fever.
Would you come to this class if you had a 39-degree fever?
Well, maybe I would be delirious. How do you say delirious in Spanish?
Sí, delirante, I think.
Yeah. Ask me if I would live here if the climate were hot and humid.
Would you live here if the climate were hot and humid?
Very good. Maybe I would. Ask me if I would wear a wig if I lost all my hair.
Would you wear a wig if you lost all your hair?
Very good. No, I wouldn't. Ask me if I would get angry with you if you missed a lot of classes.
Would you get angry with me if I missed a lot of classes?
Very good. Now let's do a quick review of the past conditional translation before we finish up. So, si lo hubieras guardado, habrías podido usarlo.
If you had kept it, you would have been able to use it.
Very good. Si hubieras mandado invitaciones, habría venido más gente.
If you had sent invitations, more people would have come.
Si hubiera hecho viento, habríamos pasado más frío.
If there had been windy...
Now remember, what pronoun do you use for the weather?
It. If it had been windy, we would have been colder.
Very good. And again?
If it had been windy, we would have been colder.
Si yo le hubiera hablado, no se habría quejado.
If I had spoken to him, he wouldn't have complained.
Good. Si me lo hubieras dado, lo habría modificado.
If you'd have given it to me, okay. I would have...
Start again.
If you'd given it to me,
good.
I would have modified it.
Good. And again?
If you'd given it to me, I would have modified it.
Good. Si no hubiera nevado, podríamos haber salido antes.
If it hadn't snowed, we would have left earlier.
How do you say podríamos?
We could.
Yes.
If it hadn't snowed, we could have left earlier.
Very good. Si hubieras tardado más, habríamos salido sin ti.
If it had taken you longer,
very good.
We would have left without you.
Very good. De haber durado más la reunión, me habría ido.
If the meeting had taken longer, I would have left.
Good. And now use the verb to last.
If the meeting had lasted longer, I would have left.
Very good. Si hubiera habido un incendio, ¿qué habrías hecho?
If there'd been a fire, what would you have done?
Very good. Si ella me hubiera mirado, yo la habría sonreído.
If she had looked at me, I would have smiled at her.
Very good. And the last one. Si la máquina hubiera funcionado como debe, ahora no tendríamos estos problemas.
If the machine had worked like it should, now we wouldn't have these problems.
Very good. Well done, Laura. Very good, very good. That's it for today, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much to Laura. Have a great day and see you tomorrow.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Remember to follow us on social media to get all the latest information on all our offers and special deals.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los tres planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.